This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast. All right, we just finished up our conversation with Nick Caserio. We'll have some cuts a little later on in the show. We'll revisit some of the big items from that interview. I don't know, Seth. We asked him about Diggs and the conversations leading up to the voiding of the contract. Nick made much less of a big deal out of this past Monday than we were probably making out of it. It sounded to me like they kind of knew this was the direct, that Diggs was going to want to hit free agency at some point.
Yeah, I think we were pretty open about, or at least I had said the other day that I didn't expect the Diggs to come back, that it would be a pleasant surprise if he did. But it just makes sense that, for one, when they restructured that deal, they basically made it a one-year deal. And that, two, that you made the point that, man, he just really, he's still in the middle of his rehab. He probably, to get a really good feel for what his actual value is, that deal, the best deal might not come until July or so, when he can look at, hey, from Diggs' standpoint, it's after the draft, so teams know what their needs are and are not. And then B, he's got a good feel for whether he's really close to being ready to go, can work out for teams, all of that. So it doesn't surprise me that A, the Texans are open to having him back, or B, that there wasn't really seemingly an aggressive attempt to try to get him back now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Texans got to cover their own butts too.
For sure.
You don't want to sign Diggs and then all of a sudden he's got complications in his rehab.
No question. So we actually have that one. So here was Nick Caserio, where we asked him, was there significant conversation leading up to Monday, the void date on Stephon Diggs' contract, and are they open to him coming back and re-signing in free agency?
Absolutely open to that concept. And I think kind of the way we've handled it, we have 25-ish or so players whose contracts are set to expire here when the new league year starts middle of March. As it pertains to Steph, I would say that was more of a semantical thing more than anything else. I don't think anybody is surprised by that little nuance. Essentially, it was a kind of a one-year contract, and he was going to be a free agent. So we're going to have dialogue with all of our players who will be free agents. You know, we'll have discourse back and forth, and there's going to be players who we end up re-signing. There's going to be players that end up going to other teams. There's going to be players that are going to want to see what their market is, what's the value of their market. That's just what free agency is about. Free agency is driven by supply and demand. So there's going to be a lot of discussion back and forth. Everything is pretty fluid. So had a good relationship with Steph and his representation. And, you know, we enjoyed having Steph in the building. So the door is always open. You know, I think, you know, a number of players have expressed sentiments and interest in potentially returning to our team next season. So we never rule anything out. So we're going to be open-minded and kind of work through the process here. Things will probably pick up over the next few weeks. And then obviously when you have the call it legal tampering period, which will be preceded by the illegal tampering period, which will take place at the combine, we'll probably have a pretty good idea of kind of where everybody is going to situate and kind of what the market looks
like. That was salty Nick right there for a little bit. That was good. You laughed hard at that one.
Yeah. Well, and then we joked about it afterwards. He said, yeah, you always hear about these deals that were agreed to at the combine. Like, oh. And it's weird.
February 20th. Okay.
It's always interesting that Florio only selectively goes after certain. You always feel like with Florio, it's whether or not it was one of his agents that feeds him information.
Right.
If it was one of his agents involved, then yes. He's not going to make a big deal out of it.
He's
he
selectively
go full HOA Florio.
He's selectively vigilant, Florio. Yes.
Yeah, he's an HOA president who has favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Old Miss McGillicuddy gets to have whatever color mailbox she wants.
Right.
Yeah.
She has good cookouts. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought, you know, look, as far as, you know, that free agency and bringing guys back, that's never going to be a topic where I think Nick totally shows his cards. I read what he said right there at surface level to say that they're open to Stephon Diggs coming back. As far as the time frame goes, that's a really interesting thing, Seth. I wonder what the dollar amount that Stephon Diggs would need to be offered out the chute of free agency, because I think teams are going to come after Stephon Diggs on March 13th or whatever the day is where you can start talking to him and make offers to him. But that knee is going to be baked into those offers probably, right? That he's only, what would it be, maybe like 5 months removed from tearing his ACL, which is you still have some runway left to get fully healthy. I wonder what the dollar amount would be for Stephon Diggs to get from a team to say, okay, this is probably not the max I feel like I could get, but if they're going to give this to me when I've still got 3 months left in my rehab or whatever, and it's the team who it is may depend on that. That's going to be that's one of the most intriguing free agents right there because of that. Like, does Diggs wait? Because if you wait, then some of the teams you might want to go to have already spent all their money in free agency. You know?
Right. But I think also you have to look at it from Diggs' desire to also play well. I think there's two things. One is he's still at an age where, you know, whether it's realistic or not, he might think, all right, I might have one more big contract in there, or a really respectable contract. So he could be in a position where I want to get good money this year, but I also want to go somewhere where I can showcase myself.
Or
ring chase, whatever it might be. That it's somewhere in the middle there. That he wants to find a right fit, but also, you know, make good money, but maybe not top of the market money. And it's just best. It's best for a player in his situation to wait until July.
Yeah.
And then training camp, there's injuries that come in and all that. So, and he's that much better at working out. Let's see. If I had to put an over under on when Stephon Diggs signs a new contract. I'd say July 15th.
July 15th. Okay. That's right before training camp. Which may also factor into that, like, is Stephon Diggs may be at a level of veteranness. We know he loves to practice and he loves the work and all that stuff. We saw it for a full season, or at least a full off season here. But Diggs may be at that stage of his career where he just, you know, doesn't feel like going through the off season program with the team, you know, like, I'm going to go work out on my own and I'm happy. And I think he loves training camp. Like, we saw that last year. Like, I think he really does love that. Now, maybe with a knee injury now, maybe it gets managed a little bit differently. Maybe he has a different perspective on it than before. Yeah. July 15th, boy, that's a good date. That's a good number there, Book of Seth.
I think, and then from the Texans' standpoint, we talked earlier. Look, they have the 25th draft position. That looks like it's a really good spot to still have a crack at multiple different receivers who are worthy of being drafted in the first round. And that's where the Texans got to make their decisions based on what happens in the draft. A decision about Stephon Diggs right now, bringing back a guy who's coming off an ACL, who's 31 years old, you don't want to have that plus a first round pick and whatever else you do in the draft. I think everything's just a lot clearer if you wait until after the draft to sign a veteran guy who's coming off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Injury.
I like your idea the other day when it comes to free agency and the wide receivers, which was when we were going through that list. I think it was PFF. Pro Football Focus had a list, and Hollywood Brown was like the sixth or seventh wide receiver on the list.
Yeah.
He was below Stephon Diggs, well below T. Higgins, obviously, a couple other guys. I think shopping for specificity with that wide receiver room is going to be more cost-effective. And I think the hope is that you've got an offensive coordinator who is more inclined to be, you know, who's more wired to be able to take advantage of what guys do well. That's, at the very least, that's the rhetoric right now that Nick Caley is putting out there, is that I'm a guy who takes guys and puts them in the best position to succeed. They need a speed guy. They don't have a speed guy right now.
Right, downfield speed. And Hollywood Brown has that. And he's had one 1,000-yard season in his career, and it was just a smidgen above 1,000. So I think that Hollywood Brown is another one of these guys that I think has benefited greatly in the perception of him by having a really cool name.
Yeah, he's the Kool-Aid McKinstry of wide receivers.
Yeah. There's almost something about, like, wait, he's fast and his name is Hollywood?
Yeah.
Give him $27 million a year.
Exactly.
No,
that's,
I think he's a really good, he's a really good compliment to Nico Collins that isn't going to be a huge price tag.
Yeah.
That's intriguing to me.
Yep.
Booger McFarland is another guy that I think has benefited greatly by having it's not a sexy name, but I think it gives,
unique.
I think people, they think Booger McFarland has more personality than he does because his name is Booger.
Yes.
It sticks out in your mind, you know?
Text message. Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. This is from 1805. Kick Diggs out the door. Don't let him back in. Wow.
Don't let him back in.
Yeah. Well, he's out the door. He's going to be a free agent. He doesn't have, he's not
does
under
anybody,
contract anymore.
Does anybody think that Stephon Diggs was somehow an issue or a problem or something?
I think he was the opposite.
On the team?
I think he was the opposite.
Right. He was a model citizen in a lot of regards, and I think he was a good mentor to the younger guys.
I do, yeah. I think, to the extent that I think that if I'm evaluating the Stephon Diggs trade and trying to give it a grade, you know, now that the book is closed, essentially closed. Nick acknowledged that Steph Diggs could be back. Well, let's pretend the story is over, that we've read the last page, the book is closed. Part of my grade will be, you know, would involve actually getting feedback from people who were in that wide receiver room and on the offensive side of the ball as to, especially with the young receivers, are there things that you watch Diggs do or little hints that he gave you. And I would add the defensive backs to that, too. We saw Diggs talking to Stingley and guys like that and Lassiter a lot out of practice. You know, is there an element to some of the things you do and the way you handle your business that you learned from Stephon Diggs? If that's the case, then there is sort of a residual effect of having that guy in the building as sort of a mentor in there.
There is also, I mean, there's a lot of guys in their 30s on this team, and I can't remember what the Texans' average roster age was, but sometimes when you've got guys who are older and also coming off of injury, that you don't want too many of those guys. Yeah. It's nice to have their veteran expertise and everything. But I mean, Danico Autry is going to be 35 years old. Jimmy Ward is 33 and looks all of it. He's just become more injury prone. You've got Robert Woods and just the guys who are here at the end of the season. I don't know. I was just shocked that Neville Hewitt's 31 years old. He seems perpetually like the young guy that, hey, he might just break through.
Yeah, doing it a while.
But it's for Stephon Diggs coming back onto the team. There's a part of it that's just like, man, I feel like we've got enough veteran leadership, and I don't need more guys in their 30s that might be injury issues or what have you. So I wouldn't frame it, kick him out the door, because A, he's already out the door, but B, also that gives the impression that somehow he was a bum or something, yeah, or he was a bad influence. That I've got zero bad memories of Stephon Diggs other than his injury. Yeah. I thought he was great while he was here.
100% with you on that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we'll circle back to Nick Caserio on our conversation with him in the 9 o'clock hour. But up next, the faces of this NFL offseason. There's big names that are sort of the faces and the either trades or free agents that are going to be the first dominoes that fall and set the stage for the rest of the offseason. I've got about 8 or 9 names here. Which are the most intriguing? Is there any chance that any of these guys wind up a Houston Texan? We will talk about that coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.